Good evening. Welcome to Night and Free Church. If it's your first time, if you've been here for years, welcome. So this series we've been going through, we're going through a series in Acts in the evenings, and the title of this one that Manolis will be bringing to us later is We Can't Help But Speak. That's the theme of the talk. And actually, we thought there's been some events where people have been speaking recently at the universities, both in De Montfort and University of Leicester. So I was going to invite some of my friends, the students, to come up and talk about how they've been preaching and speaking about Jesus on their campuses over the past couple of weeks. So please come up. There you go. Great. Hi, guys. Would you like to introduce yourselves first off?
Hi, I'm Peter. I'm at the University of Leicester. I'm in second year doing medical genetics, and I'm the co-vice president. My other vice president would not want me to take the whole role. I'm the co-vice president at the CU.
Hi, I'm Sam. I'm a first year law student from Canada. I am not on committee this year as a first year. I'm vice president next year. I help with music and that kind of thing a lot, and yeah, that's me.
I'm Molly. I'm a first-year chemistry student, and I'm also hopefully going to be on committee for CU next year.
Great. Good. Thank you, guys. So, it wasn't this week, but the week before. What was happening on campuses over that week?
So, yeah, we had our events week. We had an event in the evening of Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and our theme was belonging. So we were aware of the fact that, people find belonging in various things in this world, and we just wanted to tell people where we found our belonging as Christians and discuss that with people who don't know God yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what were the three events?
Yeah,
what were they about?
Monday, we had a speaker that spoke on the three of the nights, and then also on the Monday and the Friday, we had a guest speaker. So Monday was, who do we belong to? Wednesday was, why belong? And Friday was, when belong? And then also on Monday, we had a Leicester Tigers player who came to speak to us. He spoke a lot about his faith and how him and his almost public position that he shared his faith. And on Friday, we had a North Korean defector. So he had escaped North Korea twice over the course of his life. So he shared a lot about his faith and how his faith got him through, and also how Christianity works in places like that, and how he found faith, even though he was told it wasn't allowed. Mm-hmm.
So maybe, Sam, you could answer this one then. So what was something that was challenging throughout the week? I don't know how involved you were, but there was any challenges that you guys faced during the week?
I would say in terms of, for me, getting people out and stuff, there'll be a lot of, when it's a big event, there'll be, whether you want to call them spiritual forces or just mental blocks in terms of getting people out there. In terms of the events, I think things were pretty smooth, though. What would you guys say? Any other obstacles you guys want to speak to?
I'd say one thing is being careful not to sort of look at ourselves too much and look how we look as a CU. I think once you do that, that becomes quite self-centered, and also more stressful than it is anyway. If you value it on yourself so much, and rather than kingdom ambition with God. Mm-hmm. So I think as a committee, that's something we struggled with a little bit, is like, oh, how do we look? How smooth are we? That was a little challenge.
Oh, okay, that's good. No, that's really insightful. And what were some highlights of the week? Maybe one from each of you, and then we can pray for you guys.
All right, I'll say Timothy Cho. I'm sure many of you know of Timothy Cho here, and if you don't, read up, his story is incredible. And yeah, when we had him, that was probably our busiest evening, so that was great. A lot of people came, new faces, it was encouraging to his story, and so many other people did as well.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, I'm a massive Tigers fan, so to hear a Tigers player speak about his faith was very interesting. But also to hear Dalton, the preacher we had all night, speak, because he had a lot of interesting stories, and he kind of put things, he didn't talk about many new things, but he put things in a different light that I probably never considered before, and that was quite insightful to hear and think about things in a different way.
Great. Yeah, I don't have much but good to say about the whole week. Monday, the talks were great, and Dalton, the whole week, as she said, a different perspective. And I think the kind of passion that he talks with was probably actually very good for the evangelistic tone of the week. Timothy Cho was amazing. That story, I'm sure, moved a lot of people, including myself. Some of the details and the way he found Christ in prison and in his experiences there. I was touched as a Christian, so I can only hope and assume the same was for those who we invited to the event.
Great. And just to wrap up, is there anything you think we can pray for going forward? If there are any people, don't have to name names, but was there anyone that you sort of met throughout the week that you think there's an ongoing follow-up with them or anything like that, or other things we could pray for you guys as a CU sort of going forward?
Yeah, so obviously there was a lot of new people, especially on the Friday. A few of them turned up last week to our CU. So, just prayer for those who came along and have had discovered who God was for the first time or heard about the gospel for the first time. And prayer that we can continue just building friendships. Obviously, we want them to come to Christ, but the main thing I think is just to build relationships at the moment and continue that warm sort of atmosphere. And then as a committee, I think we'll be handing over. Again, not being self-centered about that and equipping the new committee in the best way we can.
And also, Timothy still works trying to get Bibles into North Korea.
Yeah, exactly.
So does, yeah. I think definitely pray for him and the North Koreans as well. Because he's still, even though he's out and he's safe, he's still working to. So just pray for that and him as well.
Definitely.
He mentioned that we did have a few people come from Friday and they turned up at our equip on Thursday. So yeah, prayer for them would be amazing that as a CU, we act and perform, so to speak, but not without God's help, in a manner that retains them and helps them to dig a little deeper. And on a personal level, I have one friend named Arsh that I really wanted to come out, and then he got sick. Whether that was exaggerated or not, I'm not sure. But prayer for my own friend that he'll turn up to something soon.
Brilliant. Thank you, guys. Well, you stay up here just for a sec. I'll pray for you. And then as I pray, if the band can come up, and we'll start in a sec. Thank you. Your Heavenly Father, I thank you for the CU. Thank you for our brothers and sisters on that campus in De Montfort and at Leicester. And pray that you, thank you that you were with them during this events week. Thank you for Dalton, for the Leicester Tigers player, for Timothy Cho for coming and sharing in various ways how you've changed their lives, Father, and how you've how you've transformed their lives, and how that is available to us all through the grace of Jesus Christ and what he's done for us. I just pray, going forward, that they see you, that you'd be strengthening them, that you'd be encouraging them, that as they pass over to the next committee, Lord, that would be a joyful occasion, Lord, that the new incoming committee would feel equipped and feel ready and feel empowered by your Spirit, and that the ones who are maybe taking then a step back would also feel satisfied that they've served in that way and that they're on to new things with you, Father. I just pray, specifically for Timothy Cho as he continues his work in the Parliament and in other places, Lord, to bring your word to North Korea. We pray for our brothers and sisters in North Korea now, Lord, that are even now worshipping in secret and under great duress and great persecution, Father. I pray for them that you would be their encouragement and you would be their strength in these times. So I pray for all the work, all the things that were said and done throughout the week, and for the ongoing follow-up that's happening with people that have come along to equip, and specifically for Arsh and others, Lord, that have heard your word. Maybe it's still lingering in their mind, Father. I just pray that through your Holy Spirit, you'd be opening their hearts to receive that, to digest that, to ultimately come to know you as their Savior, Father. That's what we pray, and we pray, that you continue to work through the CU and other students on campus, Lord, to bring your word there in that place. And I pray this all in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, we're going to sing some songs together. So if you're willing and able, should we stand together as we sing?
This is the day that the Lord has. We will rejoice as we lift his name. This is the day that the Lord has made. Come and rejoice, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Whether the sun will shine, whether the skies will rain, I know that you are good. This is the day you've made. Whether in life or death, whether in joy or pain, I know the truth remains that this is the day you've made. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice as we lift his name. This is the day the Lord has made. Come and rejoice, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Now I can walk by faith, you will reject my way. Your every work is good, and this is the day you've made. I am a child.